Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
.1620 The Zone. It is the Connor Happer Show. No Connor today. He is in Pittsburgh covering Creighton men's basketball's quest for a championship. But first, they've got to beat the Akron Zips, who always show out. Coverage of that game begins tomorrow at noon right here on 1620 The Zone and 101.9 The Keg. I am producer Josh Odson. I am filling in for Connor while he is away. We will hear from him in, about 30 minutes. We'll talk to him about his journey to Pittsburgh. He flew to Cleveland early this morning, drove to Pittsburgh. We'll get his reaction to coming through the tunnel and Pittsburgh revealing itself to Connor. We'll also get his reaction to all the news that has happened today, of which there has been quite a ton. Nebraska has named a priority candidate for its vacant presidency. They're going to go with Dr. Gold over there at UNMC. UNMC has grown quite rapidly. If you live in Omaha, you know this, since Dr. Gold arrived there. So they think maybe he can do the same in Lincoln for UNL. But probably the bigger story to most everybody listening here today is Nebraska is not expected to name. It is not reported to name. It is officially official. They have named Troy Dannon the next athletic director at UNL. He comes to us from Northern Iowa. He was there 2008 to 2015. He then went to Tulane, where he hired Willie Fritz, and that program blew up. They're like 23-5 in the last 2 years, including a Cotton Bowl win against USC. And then he has worked the last 5 months up there in Seattle for the Washington Huskies, who will soon enter the Big Ten. So he was privy to a lot of the Big Ten meetings. He has been called someone of great significance in those Big Ten meetings, even in just his short time there. In his time there, he hired Jed Fish. So once Kalen DeBoer left for Alabama, he has been on various NCAA committees, including the Division I Transformation Committee and the Football Oversight Committee. We go to an article written by Pete Thamel, Nebraska finalizing a six-year deal to make Washington's athletic director Troy Dannon Nebraska's new athletic director. Experienced administrator with a strong background in football. I believe it was Robin, who we talked to earlier. If you missed that, check out the radio replay, 1620thezone.com. Talked to him about the Hoiberg extension. It seems odd that you would extend Hoiberg and then the next day name a new AD. I hadn't thought of this because I'm just a big idiot who reacts to things instead of, like, has foresight. I've got hindsight out the wazoo. I got no foresight. I don't know about y'all. But he speculated that, you know, the interim AD kind of got this Hoiberg deal done because it's such a no-brainer. Just do it, extend him, and then let's name an AD, and he can hit the ground running as I hit the microphone running on all things football. He doesn't have to worry about basketball because they made the tournament. Whatever happens next for them. The basketball coach is extended. They're looking to grow, and Troy can get in the office. I believe his first official day is supposed to be Friday. Don't quote me on that. I think that's what we said during the crossover, but I've been hosting a radio show since then. I've been producing a radio show since then as well. So I haven't had time to like just see things that are on the internet, which is normally almost all that I do during this show. Again, Dannon comes to us from, you know, he's an Iowa guy. That was a deeply personal decision to come to Nebraska. Both him and his wife have been looking to get back to the Midwest because both of their families are almost entirely in the state of Iowa. So this allows them to get as close to home as they possibly can. Seattle, a little far away from Lincoln. One unnamed source in Pete Thamel's article on ESPN.com labeled Dannon a, quote, power player in college athletics. So this seems like what Matt Rhule was describing. And with the speed of the announcement, I mean, remember, just 7 days ago, Trev left us in the lurch, more or less, for Texas A&M. People forget. But then Rhule spoke on Monday. He wanted a doer. He wanted somebody who could move the university forward in all sports, and that seems to be the type of person that they went and got in Troy Dannon. As you know, Matt Rhule probably knew this was coming, or at least like, hey, this is the target, and you know, spoke to the qualities he knows. They were both in the American Athletic Conference together. While Matt Rhule was at Temple from 2013 to 2016, that's when Troy was at Tulane. So they know each other. They have worked together. We don't know a lot of the timeline yet. We do have a couple quotes from the newsmakers within the story as the athletic department made it official on Twitter, because it's only official if it's on Twitter. A couple of hours ago, we read some quotes from Matt Rhule. Quote, I'm so fired up about this hire. Interim president Kaborik has found exactly the right person to lead the Huskers forward. Troy sees what we see. The Nebraska is a special place with special people, a great vision, and the courage to be unabashed about wanting to win across the board. The fact that someone of Troy's caliber wants to join Team Nebraska will light a fire across our entire department. Let's go. Troy himself released a statement. Matt Rhule also talked at Nebraska's Pro Day going on today. They wanted to highlight the receivers, and someone had to throw them the football for the NFL scouts, and they picked Dylan Raiola. And Mitch Sherman told us, if you missed that, radio replay, 1620thezone.com. You missed a lot if you're just tuning in. Dylan's slinging it. He's slinging it in that Hawks center today. But I digress. New AD Troy Dannon says, quote, joining the Nebraska family, truly an honor. My family and I are humbled by the opportunity to be part of such a proud athletics program, institution, community, and state. Growing up in Iowa, I watched a lot of Nebraska football on Saturdays with my family. I've spent a lot of time in the state, and I've found that we share a similar approach to life, work, and sports. Work hard, stay humble, compete, and expect to win. There is a storied tradition at Nebraska, but more work to be done. I truly believe our best years are ahead of us. I couldn't be more grateful to interim president Chris Kaborik for this opportunity. Chris has championed an inspiring vision for excellence across the University of Nebraska, and he and I are completely aligned on where Nebraska needs to go in the future. I look forward to doing my part to helping Nebraska win championships across the board, graduate our student athletes, and elevate the world-class reputation of the University of Nebraska. I can't wait to arrive in Nebraska and get to work. Now, I will be honest. I didn't know who Troy Dannon was when I woke up this morning. Now that I know him, I know very little about him, but I like the things I've heard. He seems to be, people might take this the wrong way given recent events, but maybe a Trev Alberts light, somebody who is a doer, wants to be a power player in the room, and has proven like, hey, I can handle a bigger job. He got a bigger job. I can do things at this job not just this job. I can work on some committees. Okay, work in the committees. And he crushes it there. Okay, I've kind of outgrown Tulane. I can do a bigger job. Hey, Washington wants me? Okay, I'll go to Washington. And now the question many Husker fans are going to ask themselves is, you're an Iowa guy. Like, yeah, this is a Midwest job, but are you looking to get closer to home, or is Nebraska close enough and this is kind of where you want to stay for the next few weeks? He will talk to the media early next week, I would guess Monday or Tuesday, because that's early next week. But, a lot going on around these parts the next couple of days, so they'll wait until the weekend is wrapped up to formally introduce Troy Dannon as Nebraska's new athletic director. We will step aside here. When we return, another one of the fine basketball coaches in our fair city for the NCAA tournament. His name is build the suspense, Keith Danbrun. He's the Duquesne men's basketball coach. He has quite a long and winding history in the sport, and it is coming to an end at the end of Duquesne's season, whenever that may be. We'll talk about that decision, the wild A-10 tournament that their team came out of, and LeBron James, of all people. We'll talk to Keith Danbrun about that and much, much more. Coming up next, it's the Connor Happer Show. Connor is in Pittsburgh. We'll talk to him in a little bit as well. But we got Coach Danbrun coming up next right here on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.